Australia's system of detaining and processing asylum seekers offshore is being challenged in the High Court. Four new challenges to the policy have been filed. Lawyers for at least 13 Afghani and Sri Lankan asylum seekers have already managed to delay deportations, all in the group of being held on Christmas Island or on the mainland, but they're classified as offshore detainees. The government says it's confident of winning those cases. West Australian police have prepared a second warrant for murder suspect Cameron Mansell. The 38-year-old was detained near Townsville last week after a nationwide manhunt by police investigating the disappearance of his business partner, Craig Putty. A federal magistrate in North Queensland has ruled the first arrest warrant invalid. Police will resume their search for Craig Putty's body today. A woman has died in hospital after being stabbed and set alight during a domestic dispute in Melbourne's East yesterday. Bystanders at a Bayswater petrol station tried to save the woman as her car and a petrol pump caught fire. The attacker fled but was found by police in a nearby churchyard. The 41-year-old man remains in hospital under police guard. In Guatemala, a giant sinkhole has swallowed a three-story building and a house. The sinkhole opened up in Guatemala City in the wake of Tropical Storm Agatha.